Oh, Expensive and comfortable and luxurious chartered jet. Good to be back in this shithole. Anyway, it's good to be back with you guys. And you know, the shithole's not bad today. I don't know what they've done with it, but they've got somewhere else. Anyway. It's great to be here with you tonight. Thanks for coming out and seeing us. We're going to do... I may not seem grateful, because I'm not. But I know you're grateful. We're going to play a song from my childhood, not exactly from Roger's childhood, but a song about... sending someone that you love and care about back to the kids you grew up with. It's called Kids Are Alright.
I told my hand, all I got is a spider. Thank you.
His early life of getting married too young and that stuff. And of course these songs apply to all of us, but next time you tell your story.
My story's too long. Maybe you're a week.
Well, my story was very short. I was with a girl, she was great. I took some pills, I had a calm down, I told her to. She went, I got well. Where's she gone? I said.
She came out to meet me. She was great.
This one is from 1967. It's our first hit in America. It says 50 years ago. Neither of you two were born. Not you, nor your son. Neither of you were born. Were you? Where's your grandfather? Two guys down here, the guy with his son. Neither of them were born when I wrote this song. You're very nice of you. I can see from my house.
Got to spend time because used to cry. I know that you have had to heal my eyes.
I can see you for miles in, miles in.
Thank you. Thank you.
behind the blue eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be hated, to tell a lonely life.
We've been around for a long time, and we haven't been around for a long time. You know, we took a break. I left the band in '82, and we didn't get back together again for about 8 or 9 years. Roger did a lot of solo stuff. I did some solo stuff, and we got back together again in '96 properly to do Cornophenia. I hope some of you saw that, because I was very proud of what I managed to do, and particularly proud of what Roger managed to do with that. We did a couple of tours. But, you know, in the time that we were around, you know, from 64 to whenever it was, 1982, we didn't make many albums. A lot of other bands made many more albums, and that was because we did quite a lot of touring. We stuck by our families as long as we could. And so we didn't spend as much time at home as we did on the road. We didn't record a lot of albums, but the one that was really the most trickiest to record was one based on a story and film script I wrote called Lifehouse, which was about the future and virtual reality and stuff. And that turned out to be the Who's Next album. And although the album was about technology and people in virtual reality suits getting online hand jobs, I had a fertile imagination. And of course, nothing like that will ever happen, will it? Anyway, there are a few other songs which were really about the spiritual side of what we would achieve in the future. And this was one, my favorite song on the record actually, called Bargain.
Thank you.
jump with a hop, jump with a stick.
You better.
And my my crazy lighthouse future vision thing that came out with the Who's next album had another incarnation on the Who Are You album, which was meant to be a sort of a follow-up or an elaboration, an elucidation. It must be difficult for you, me being so unbelievably smart. I've run out of Asians, sir, which is in rap, it's pretty difficult. And this one was probably the most specific. It was a song that was sort of half dumped from the first album, and it was specifically about the electronic links that they would one day connect us all. And that was in 1975. Anyway, whenever it was, it was very fast seeing and clever. This one's called Relay!
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger said I should sing this one on my own. So I asked for extra money. This is the first of a few songs from Quadrophenia.
Thank you.
You know, in the USA, in the UK, in Europe, all over the world, there are homeless people, there are poor people, there are people struggling. We all know about them, we read about them, and there are probably quite a few people here today that shouldn't have come. I hope you stole your tickets. But we're so grateful that the spare cash that you have comes our way. Now seriously, it's so great that you've got the trouble of coming to see us, and we really do appreciate it. But we also know we're very aware that, you know, entertainment is only a part of what gets us through life, and it needs a little more here and there. And I remember when I wrote this song, it was back in the days of Miami Vice. I think this song was used on Miami Vice. And it seems to me like things are not quite as cool as they were back then. And we will do our best, all of us old people, who I think fucked it up, to put it right. We'll see what we can do anyway. Let's go back to the time when fools in Miami drove around in Ferrari Daytona copies. Thank you.
Thank you.
come home. Thank you.
Oh,
Don't cry. Don't raise your eyes. It's all we'll be right back.
People are angry.
Thomas. Extremely brilliant, crazy, wonderful people. And this band we have at the moment tries to echo some of the stuff that we did when we started out when we were young. And we found that we needed rather more musicians than we started with. And we've got a wonderful band. They're not just good musicians, they're great people. They're really good to be out with. This guy here, though, is my brother. This is Simon Townsend. Simon is so talented, looking up on his website. Behind Simon are the Fat Mercury, piano, wonderful stuff, inventive stuff, but also practical stuff. Great singer too, on backing vocals, John Corey. The guy next to him is the music director, looks after us when we need looking after. Frank Sines! Over here, on keyboards and synths and Hammond type things. Is that a high watt Hammond? Anyway, this is Lauren Gold! And although we very much miss Pino Palladino, who's now on the road with John Mayer, who's wonderful, so we get a chance to see him do so. We're so lucky to have this guy who's just changed things a little bit. It's a new feeling on stage here. I love it. I love it, John. John Patton! The seat in the drums has always been a difficult one to fill. This guy's been with me for a while now. Thank you so much for coming out and seeing us. We love you.
Thank you so much. And let's not forget, none of us would be here without this fabulous music, the wonderful, fantastic music of Pete Townsend, the maestro. And it's quite a good time.
Like I said earlier, I am still writing lots and lots of songs. Anyone want to sing them? If anybody sings them, it has to be this guy. I love what you do in my world. Roger Daltrey!
Thank you! Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to play with you tonight. You know, we don't do it alone. You do an awful lot. You lift us. You raise it, you help it get to where it gets to. There's something about music that there's nothing like it for you. And we don't do it alone. It's all about you. It's not really about us, it's about all of us. So all of you, be happy in your life, be healthy, and most of all, be lucky! Especially in this place. Good night.